and welcome to another episode of the Connecting the Dots in FinTech podcast. My name is René van Pelt. It's June 27th, and today's sponsor is ZotaPay. ZotaPay is a cross-border payments platform that connects global companies with new and emerging markets by offering local and global payment methods. ZotaPay enables businesses to accept payments in any currency, expanding their customer base and worldwide reach. Check out their website at zotapay.com. That's ZotaPay.com. ZotaPay.com. And today's top story, Apple taps HDFC Bank to launch credit card in talks with NPCI for Apple Pay. iPhone maker Apple is in talks with banks and regulators to launch its credit card, dubbed the Apple Card, in India. The company's CEO, Tim Cook, met with HDFC Bank's CEO during his trip to India in April, according to two sources familiar with the matter. The technology giant is also holding discussions with the National Payments Corporation in India to possibly launch Apple Pay in the country. It is not clear whether these discussions are regarding its credit card being powered by NPCI's RuPay platform or whether this is a unified payments interface. The advantage of launching a RuPay credit card is that it can be linked to UPI as well. In India, only banks are allowed to launch credit cards. UPI allows customers to make seamless and fast payments by scanning QR codes through mobile phones. And last but not least, Tonic posts 38% rise in customer deposits, but losses widened to $33.4 million in 2022. Tonic posted significant growth in customer deposits in 2022, which reached $147 million. But its losses year on year deepened 28% to $33.4 million, showing regulatory filings. And that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Be well and be safe. Cheers.